WRPN, the music you grew up with in Ripon. Here's your Daily News Roundup.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Voting will take place today for the partisan primary election. Remember, it's a partisan primary and you can only vote for members of one party. Offices up for election include Congress, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, State Treasurer, State Senate and Assembly, along with County Sheriff and Clerk of Circuit Court. If you're not registered to vote, you can do that at the polls, but you'll need ID and proof of residency. Today's voting will narrow down the field of candidates for the November election. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. The city of Ripon recently received word it would be receiving a little over $1.6 million through the state's local structure improvement program. The money will allow for the full reconstruction of the Pacific Street Bridge. City Administrator Adam Sontag said it's currently the city's lowest rated bridge and has been a concern for several years due to the deteriorating structural condition. A portion of the bridge had to be closed a couple of years ago following an accident that further impacted an already failing portion of the structure. Rehabilitation of the bridge is no longer a practical option and full replacement is needed. The total estimated cost of the project is $1.78 million. The $1.6 million the city will receive is 90% of that cost, with the city being responsible for the remaining 10%. Sontag says the bridge replacement project will take place in 2027 or 2028. As fall approaches, the renovation of the Ripon Public Library nears completion. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
Children's librarian Linda DeKramer says they've targeted completion for the end of September, but staff will still have some work to do on the lower level. That will include things like moving materials back to where they belong and painting walls. Current renovation work includes upgrading bathrooms, HVAC, lighting, and improving window efficiency. DeKramer says if you haven't checked out the improvements that have already been made, it's worth seeing.
It's very welcoming for everyone. It's comfortable. It feels open and expansive and welcoming for everyone's.
She says they will have a grand opening celebration, but that will be sometime at the beginning of 2027. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
The Menasha City Council unanimously approved a resolution Monday night for additional funding toward tornado cleanup as the cost of the July 27th EF3 tornado for the city approaches $2 million. The council met 1 week after passing several resolutions, including one declaring a local disaster and approving initial cleanup funding. The total bill for storm repairs now exceeds $1.95 million, surpassing previous estimates. Tree removal has been one of the largest expenses. The council approved an additional $350,000 for one vendor, bringing that contract's total to $594,000. The council also approved an additional $100,000 for waterway cleanup and more than $117,000 to cover overtime expenses for city workers. The city is awaiting a decision from the president on whether to approve FEMA funding, which the governor has requested. In the meantime, the city is exploring bridge loan options. Cyclosporiasis cases continue to rise in Wisconsin and throughout the U.S. Wisconsin has seen more than 200 cases of the infection so far, according to the latest data published August 5th from the Wisconsin DHS. That's a jump of more than 100 cases in 2 weeks. Cyclospora cases in Wisconsin have reached 216, including 5 hospitalizations. It's a jump from 160 cases on July 29th and 105 cases a week before that. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be conducting evening training flights through this Thursday and Monday through Friday of next week. During this time, area residents may see or hear F-35 aircraft taking off or landing until approximately 10:30 p.m. Training flights normally take place during the daylight hours, but pilots and maintenance personnel are required to conduct nighttime operations as part of their overall readiness. Pilots will continue to follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents. Benjamin Krummenauer has been appointed as Director of Administrative Services and Organizational Effectiveness for the City of Oshkosh. He brings nearly 2 decades of municipal experience, including the past 10 years serving as Chief Administrative Officer in Wisconsin local government. He currently serves as village administrator for the village of Bellevue and held similar roles with the village of Osceola and town of Algoma. Earlier in his career, he held several positions with the city of Oshkosh. As director of administrative services and organizational effectiveness, he'll serve as a key member of the city's executive leadership team. SSM Health is investing in the health and well-being of local youth through a $5,000 community health gift to Reach Waupun. The funding will support Reach Waupun's efforts to reduce barriers that prevent children and families from accessing resources, educational opportunities, and health activities. Reach Waupun serves more than 430 youth annually through programs that address social determinants of health and improve outcomes for children and families in the Waupun area. The gift is part of SSM Health's ongoing commitment to improving community health and supporting organizations that address local needs. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today is primary election day in Wisconsin, and the DMV is staying open late for voters who need an ID. Service centers will remain open until 6 p.m. to help people get a Wisconsin ID card. Voters should bring any documents they have, including proof of identity and Wisconsin residency. The state says a photo ID can be sent overnight, and voters may have the option of casting a provisional ballot while they wait. To see your ballot and where you can vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. Gas prices fell 10.9 cents per gallon over the last week, landing at an average of $3.87 on Monday. This is 14.9 cents higher than a month ago and well over 97 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. The national average price of diesel decreased 5.1 cents compared to last week for an average of $5.27 per gallon. Officials at GasBuddy say that while gasoline prices declined in 47 states over the last week, the wild ride will continue. Iran is pushing back against reopening the Strait of Hormuz, causing oil prices to edge up in Sunday night trading. GasBuddy officials say if the strait remains closed, upward pressure on fuel prices could quickly return. If the geopolitical situation deteriorates, the national average could climb to its highest level ever recorded this late in the calendar year. Evening training flights will take place this week and next for the 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. The F-35 aircraft will be training until approximately 10:30 p.m., August 10th through the 13th, and August 17th through the 20th. Those near Truex Field at the Dane County Regional Airport in Madison may hear them taking off or landing until approximately 10:30 p.m. Today's primary will set the stage for November, starting with the race to replace retiring Governor Tony Evers. Four Democrats remain active in the contest: Francesca Hong, David Crowley, Joel Brennan, and Kelda Royce. Republicans are widely expected to nominate Congressman Tom Tiffany. Several congressional primaries are also on the ballot, including a competitive Democratic fight in the 3rd District. The winner will move on to face Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden. The 7th Congressional District race is for an open seat after incumbent Tom Tiffany decided to run for governor. State officials say voters who still need an ID can get one for free today at DMV offices. They're staying open until 6 p.m. To see your ballot and where you can vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. Money is being approved to resurface Wisconsin Highway 89 between Fort Atkinson and Jefferson. Governor Tony Evers approved the nearly $2 million contract to improve what was described as a deteriorating portion of the 4.5-mile area. Officials noted traffic will be detoured during construction to portions of U.S. Highways 12 and 18, as well as Wisconsin Highway 26. Crews are expected to complete the project by October. Sections of the North Shore parking lot at Devil's Lake State Park will be closed this month for reconstruction. The Wisconsin DNR announced the project will improve existing parking lots, install standard lighting, and add a universal kayak launch. Parking lot reconstruction begins in early August and is estimated to be completed in spring of 2027. Most areas will remain open, but there will be limited parking. The North Shore Chateau and Rock Elm Shelter will temporarily close for access in late 2026 for short-term renovations. And that's your state news update. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where it's game two of the Brewers in San Diego tonight. Last night, the crew had a 2-1 lead when Logan Henderson left a changeup over the plate and Jackson Merrill smacked it over the center field wall for a 3-2 Padres victory. Did they leave Henderson in a little too long? Pat Murphy.
He was out of gas, but we didn't really have a loaded bullpen, obviously, with our three leverage arms out. We didn't think we had coverage, good leverage coverage for three, and he still was, his pitches were under control, so he did fine. We just didn't want Merrill to beat us. He's so hot lately, and, you know, William called for that pitch down and away, but, you know, he missed over the plate with it, so it's unfortunate.
College hockey, five members of the Badgers women's hockey team have been selected, led by Cassie Hall, to represent Team USA in Canada's Select Series tournament going on this week in British Columbia with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Rippin' News Roundup from WRPN, the music you grew up with. Find more news anytime at WRPN.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.